is this John?
Yes.
John, Dr. Bob Heisinger here.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Okay.
Okay. I have your summary here. And where would you like to start, John? What seems most pressing to you right now?
Right now, it's the unknown part. You know, like, where do I go from here? I have no idea. Nothing has been done from her end.
Okay, and she has contact with you every other week or something to the, of that nature?
Nothing. I have not had contact with her for probably the last 3.5 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, it's been progressively getting longer than no contact, and that, you know, and that includes the kids also.
Okay. How are your girls doing?
They're doing okay. They're hanging in there. They pretty much, at this point, they have disowned her, more or less, if you want to say it. They hate her, literally, for
okay.
what's done.
Mm-hmm.
And especially 3 weeks ago, she had brought this guy, actually, to the house, which she had crossed the line at that point. And I think she was trying to set me up for something to either clean me out or to cause a problem so that, you know, she can get something against me with the police or whatever. So,
okay.
But I had a neighbor stand by, so she got some clothes, and then just she left at that point. And then my middle daughter, who was her favorite, spoke to her and told her that she called her a crazy psycho bitch while I was talking to her, you know, my wife's mother. And I found out this later, and then that was pretty much the last contact that we've had.
Okay.
So, I mean, go ahead.
Do you know where she's at, who she's with?
I found it out myself. I kind of had to snoop around, but I found out she wouldn't tell us anything. And I had found out that when she started writing support checks on her own for the kids, and all of a sudden her address was on this check. So then I went on, you know, public information. I typed it into the county, and that's how I found out, you know, the owner of the house. And previously to this, she told my youngest one that, you know, the guy's name was Mark, and that coincidentally is the owner of the house.
Okay.
And he's from, you know, the state next to us. And when I called, or I had thrown that out to her to one day, I just got so frustrated with her. I said, well, you can go and just run into this Mark's arms and whatever. And she sent me a nasty email like later on that night saying that her and him will have a good time, and they'll be going from there.
Okay.
And I was, you know, she never sent an email after that. Everything she does, she never follows through. Or if she's confronted on something, she denies she's doing anything wrong.
Okay.
My daughter told her, you know, you're living in sin, you're living in adultery, and she said, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Okay.
And when she was here with this guy, she said, what happened? What's going on? I don't know what's going on. What happened? I mean, I don't know if she's playing dumb or if she's that messed up in the head that she doesn't realize what she's doing.
Okay. You think there may be some mental health issues here for her? What's your assessment of her behavior?
100% opposite of what she used to be.
Okay.
It's night and day.
And it changed
overnight.
Overnight.
We had an argument like 3 days prior to Christmas. We were kind of arguing off and on, you know, finances and stuff like that, and
mm-hmm.
you know, children and the discipline, and she thought I was too harsh with them, and she dropped the bomb on me saying, well, I'm going to counseling. I never knew anything about it. And she told me that she had previous, this was in December of 2006, she told me she went in February of 2006. I never knew anything about that. And I thought everything was fine. Never knew it. It was like a sucker punch. It just came out of nowhere. And we had gone back to exchange a gift prior to Christmas. And I said, well, what did the counselor say when she brought it up to me? Because I apologized to her during that week. And I thought we were getting back on track. And she said, well, the counselor told me to... I need to take a break, a trial separation. And at that point I asked her, is there anything else? Is there someone else? And she says, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that that point I broke down and I told her, I said, look, you know, she said, I'm planning on leaving after Christmas anyway. And I said, look, if you're going to leave, just leave now. I don't want to fake Christmas. With that, she just got upset. She went up, packed her clothes, and walked out the door, said sorry, and that's the last we've seen of her.
Okay.
And we've had more contact with her, like, after she had left. She ended up saying, well, I met this guy on the internet, and I'm in love with him now. I've known him for 2 months, and I'm in love with him, and it's just kept gone on. And then, you know, contact, as the months have gone on, have slowly, you know, 2 days, 3 days, 7 days, and now we're over 20-some days that we've had no contact with her.
Okay.
It's been progressively getting longer and longer.
Okay.
And she's made the claim that I'm not going through a midlife crisis. I'm not, you know, there's nothing mentally wrong with me. I'm fine.
Okay.
But she has changed her job of 8 years. She just out of the blue quit, and she cut off all contact with us. She
had about her family.
I was just gonna say she has no contact with them either. She cut them off totally too.
Okay.
Everybody. She has totally just like severed all ties, as if to start a whole new life again with this guy,
okay,
who she's apparently living with, from what I'm understanding now.
She support herself financially?
Yeah, she's a nurse and she supports herself financially. I mean, we had a joint account up until about 2 months or a month and a half after she left. And with that, she was saying, I can't afford it. You know, I need it. You know, I need to control my money. All you're doing is paying the bills. And she took all her money out of the joint account. With that, I canceled all the credit cards, opened up my own account, which was a good thing. And I pretty much severed all the financial part of it with her.
Okay.
The only financial part that we have right now is a car insurance right now. And I'm getting ready. I'm thinking about cutting that off and telling her, if you want to go on your own, then this is it. And I guess the counselor told her that whatever she needs to take a separation. You can't make a decision in 2 weeks, so she needs to take like 30 days, and you know, we're on 5 months right now, so I don't know. Her stories are not adding up is what's going on.
Okay.
And her mother is like, we used to be, you know, we were on this swinger side, like, according to the summary, and her mother thinks that this might have spawned something, like maybe she felt more independent, so this is what she wants to do or whatever. I don't know. I became uncomfortable with it. I didn't want to do it. And
to do what now?
Like swingers.
Okay.
Meet other people, like couples.
Okay.
That's what we used to do.
Okay.
I mean, there was like a total of 4 couples over like a period of 2 years.
Okay.
And apparently, I guess she met this guy on this swinger site and just got him all involved with him. And she ended up telling me she had apparently, I guess, 2 affairs prior to her leaving the house. And she had come up for Christmas Eve even, and in front of the kids said she had sex with the guy before she came to the house.
Okay. She said that to the girls?
To me, with the girl sitting there.
They heard that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And she, you know, she has gone on since she had 2 affairs, and, you know, prior to this, and I think this is what really turned the kids off to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew any of this at all, because, you know, whatever we did, we used to do it together.
Yeah.
So, kind of where we're at right now, and, like, every time she comes up, all she does is blame, and just the stuff that spews from her mouth is so nasty. She talks like a little kid almost. My daughter had a confirmation a couple weeks ago. She wrote her a check for that, put it in a card, and wrote, Mommy, love Mommy, in the card. Now, my daughter's 14 years old, my youngest one, and she's never called her Mommy.
Okay.
And you can see where she added it on at the end. And it's just her behavior is so not her.
Mm-hmm.
She went from a loving, caring mother to a lying, deceitful, nasty person.
Okay. How do you understand that, if you understand it at all? What direction might you lean in terms of understanding that?
Well,
behavioral switch.
I'm leaning towards, you know, I don't know if you've heard that Michelle Wiener Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading her. I just go on and I read the bulletin boards on there. And the stuff that's on there fits a lot of it to a T.
Okay.
I mean, she gave me, I love you, I'll always love you for what we've had the last 25 years, but I don't love you no more.
Mm-hmm.
I said, how can you just fall out of love in 2 months? You just can't do that. And this, and I'm leaning, it's a midlife crisis. And everybody says, you know, you just got to wait and see what happens. She hasn't filed for divorce. She has never asked me for divorce.
Okay.
She has alluded to it, said the courts will straighten everything out. I'm going to get a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. I've confronted her like twice after she left and said, look, if you want a divorce, just say, yes, I want a divorce, and we'll go forward with this, and we'll start, you know, breaking up the property or whatever we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I do, probably, maybe that's the way I feel. I can never get a yes or no answer from her.
Okay.
And she has never said, I want a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm leaning, it's, I don't know, from what I've read, you know, she's in a midlife crisis, and I've read, you know, your book, Break Free from the Affair, and I'm just hoping that she's just got to get through this and work it through her system.
Okay. So you're willing to hang on and wait a while, John?
Yes, at this point.
Okay.
Just to see what happens. I mean, it's 5 months now. I'm kind of, from what I've read, still early into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get on with my life. You know, I lost 50 pounds. It's a good weight loss plan to do something.
Yeah. It works well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, you know, I had a short haircut, and I grew my hair out, and, you know, people are starting to wonder, what's going on? Why are you changing all, you know, all different now? It's like, well, I have to prepare for whatever may happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they say, get a life, and that's what I'm trying to do right now. But with three teenage girls, it's hard running them around and trying to keep them under.
Sure.
Wrapped.
Sure.
So.
Mm-hmm. What's your time frame? Do you have a time frame, John, at this point?
Well, I was looking at maybe, I was thinking the summer.
Okay.
I don't want to file. If it boils down to it, I don't want to file. I've been seeing a deacon who is a marriage counselor. I'm a Catholic, through the church. And they're pretty much saying, like, wait and see what happens. Eventually, she's going to tire of this guy, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Okay. Do you think there's any substance abuse involved?
Well, one time, about 2 months after she left, my daughter found, two of my daughters went with her, and all she did was text message this guy and, like, completely ignore the girls, and that turned them off to her. And they found, like, bottles of Zima, the mixed drink, and, like, a whole case or more in the back of her car, and when they confronted her about it, her drinking, and she just laughed and said, ha ha ha, you don't know what's going on, I am not drinking at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of laughed and blew it off.
Okay.
So, I don't know, at this point, I don't think there's any drug abuse.
Okay. What does her mother say about this? Or her where's her father involved? Is he involved?
Yes.
And what do they say about it?
They're absolutely furious with her, and I think they're in their mid-60s, and they said, John, we didn't raise her to be this way. They're more religious, and they said that they're furious with her, but I think it's coming to the point now, it's been 5 months now, that they just want to see an end to it once and for all. They keep telling her, you have to do something. You can't let John...
They have contact with her frequently?
No.
Okay.
Her father last time spoke to her the day after Christmas. His birthday was on May 4th, and that was the first contact we had, or he had since then, when she called to wish him a happy birthday.
Okay.
And that's all I know that was said. They don't talk much, and I think they just want to get it over and put it in the past.
Okay.
I think they're getting to that point. But they've had very minimal contact. Probably you can count on one hand the number of times that she has spoken to her mother.
Okay. How can I be of help to you with this, John?
Is there anything that I can do, or what can I do? Just hang in and see what happens,
I think that's probably a pretty good strategy, and in the meantime, do some things to kind of keep yourself balanced. You say here, your question you have, number 7, is it all my fault? Is that a question for you?
Yeah, because I've never heard her own up to it and say, yeah, I'm wrong. One time since she's been gone, she told my daughter, my middle daughter, who is her favorite, that I'm sorry, I know I screwed up. And one time, you know, about maybe a month and a half ago, she apologized to her, said things didn't work out the way they were supposed to work out. I was, you know, and she, I thought, oh, maybe she's reaching a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
But then she went right back to where she was.
Okay.
And put the, and the blame is all on me.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard to say what is going on with her, obviously. But this is something that happens periodically or frequently, actually, with people, especially as your children turn adolescents. There's something probably developmentally that she's working on at some level. That would be my guess. And it's kind of crazy kind of behavior, but sometimes we do crazy things to kind of work through our craziness. So, you know, it's...
Does this, like, stem from her something from her childhood?
Probably. That would be my guess. I bump into that frequently, whereby there's some kind of trauma or some kind of significant event or a series of significant events in childhood that people carry along. She perhaps carried along with her and kind of covered up for a long, long period of time. And then when her daughters became adolescents, it stirred up within her some of that stuff that she had buried deep within her, and all of a sudden it comes blowing out the top like a raging volcano.
Yeah, because I was in Iraq in 2003 for 4 months with the military, and I came home right after they invaded, and she said, ever since you came home from Iraq, you're different. And I asked my children, I said, am I different? They said, Dad, you're just more serious and more quiet.
Okay.
That's it. And we had bought like a vacation home, and I was working more, you know, to help pay some of the, you know, the bills and like to get more balance and stuff. And she ended up running around with this guy. So maybe I didn't spend enough time home with her. So, you know, am I at fault?
I don't think it's your fault at all. I don't think you could have done anything to prevent this. Sure, you could have done, you know, you made mistakes and you could have done X, you could have done Y, you could have done Z, but woulda, coulda, shoulda, this is something that she's struggling with, and I don't think you could have changed the flow of this very much at all.
So from your point, like, does this usually, is there, how's the outcomes run? Good, bad, 50-50? I mean,
I don't know. It's hard to put a percentage on it. You hope that she doesn't get hurt too badly. Now, this relationship, its chances of being successful are slim and none. You know, what's going to happen when it falls apart, or what's going to happen when she runs into some other problem? Those are the major questions. What kind of nurse is she, by the way?
Well, she's a registered nurse. She started out as a clinical coordinator in a doctor's office, and from there she was promoted to, like, the office manager, so she's in charge of like, the office and the nurse staff. And, I mean, she was there for 8 years. She had everything, if you want to say, by, you know, she had the world at her fingertips.
Okay. What is she doing now?
She went back to a doctor's office and in a pediatric office, and she's apparently, I guess, doing nursing, from what I understand.
Okay.
And she got a job closer to this guy's house.
Okay.
Where, you know, she's staying with him.
Okay. Well, it seems like you're doing okay, John. I mean, it's not an easy route, but I would suggest you also make sure that your daughters, you know, have some contact with a female figure at some point to kind of relate to. That's important as well. But it sounds like, you know, you have a plan, you have a strategy, you're doing something. It's not easy. It's certainly not easy. But I want to commend you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's hard, but I'm trying. Mm-hmm. So
yes, you are. Okay, our time's about up. I wish you the best, and thank you for participating in this. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Take care, John.
Also. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.